Hello, this is James Van Prague. Thank you very much for joining me today for a day of love, a day of self-love. Very, very important to stop during our lives, take a moment, and remember who we are, where we've come from, what we're about, and what we're going to, where we're going to. The first lesson today is remembering who you are. This is a very, very important awareness to have, remembering who you truly are, not who you think you are. So I'm going to start today by helping you to remember who you are. Every single one of us is energy. We're made from energy, a divine light that is pure. Even though we don't see it or sense it, we are it. We are this divine light. One of the greatest illusions we have in this three-dimensional world is that we find that we're separate from one another. But truly, we are gathered, we're together, we are one, we're connected to each other. We're not separate, we're connected. We really, truly are. When people first pass into the spirit world, it's one of the first realities they have. Wow, we are connected, we are one energy. Why did it seem so separate in this three-dimensional world? So if you have that awareness while you're living in this three-dimensional world, you're that much better off, you're much more aware. And your life can unfold in a more realistic manner. Because you are this incredible divine being of light, light is also love, an energy of love, a pureness, a creativity, a source. We are made of that source. We can label it as a soul, as a Godhead, source energy, the higher self, centeredness, heaven, Christ consciousness, God, whatever you want to name the label of it. It is just love. We are pure love. We have taken a short period of time, a brief period of time, and decided to come back to this school called Earth. Our soul has decided to come back into the world of the illusion and try to use the strength of our soul, our own love, our own light, to maneuver daily in a three-dimensional world filled of illusion and separativeness, a world filled with fear and isolation, judgment, and power. It cannot stop who you are. Love has never left you and will never leave you. It is constant, it is complete, and it is immeasurable. Everything we experience in this life is meant to remind us that we are love. So all those people in your life who have maybe caused problems or have been upset with, or there's been situations with, they're there to teach you lessons about love. If we stop from judgment, because judgment is fear-based, and just step back and look at the degree of love, it was done in fear or love. So look at your life and see what decisions, what choices were made, love and fear. And the people around you as well. Do they resonate with fear or do they resonate with love? Everything we experience in this life is meant to remind us on a daily basis that we are of love. We are made from love. The question is, what is holding you back from experiencing love in every moment of your life? What are you waiting for? So in today's exercise, I would like to take this opportunity to help you to reconnect with your true self, your soul self, your loving self. Because once you start looking at yourself from a soul point of view, your perspective will change. You will give yourself the opportunity to look at your entire life, the people in your life, the values in your life, the priorities in your life, with a whole new different lens. So today's exercise is remembering who you are. Today's lesson, starting it off with remembering who you are. So what I would like you to do is I would like you to leave your place where you live, and I want you to go to a park. Now, you should always, throughout these lessons that we're going to do for the Day of Love, have a journal with you to write things down. I find it's a great way to remember the experience at another later date, because I might forget it. So if you can find a journal to write down, that's fine. And what I'd like you to do is go to a park. and you may be able to replay this at the park, so you can stop this now, this tape, and then replay it again when you get to the park. If not, I'll just give the instructions now, and you can remember or jot down the instructions once you get to the park. You can look at them and begin the exercise. So, now you're at the park. So, just walk to a park, walk to a bench at a park near you. And remember, if you go into this exercise with just a sense of curiosity, a sense of discovery, you're so much better off because you're open to experiencing anything that your soul wants you to. So go to the park bench. And as you sit in the park bench, I just want you to close your eyes. And within your mind are all the experiences you ever had in your lifetime. Every single experience is stored in the mind. The brain is part of the physical body, which dies a physical death. But the mind is part of the soul. And that will record all the experiences you ever had, ever since you first stepped foot on this earth. So in your mind, I'd like you to go back. Delve deeply within your mind. So delve deeply. If you need to go through this with a little meditation, a little exercise of breathing, that's fine. Breathing is lovely. It opens everything up. So as you breathe in, you can imagine love or light coming into the body. And as you exhale, releasing tension, old energy, limitations, limited consciousness, upsets, worries, stress. Just let that go. You have no place for that now, because this is your day of love. Good. So as you continue just breathing, closing your eyes gently, just go back in your mind to a time in your childhood, a very happy time. Many people might have had some not so happy times, but there's always at least one or two or three or several moments when we're children that we enjoy. Whether it's learning to ride a bicycle, whether it's waking up for a holiday. Christmas morning, I remember, was always a big one for me. Birthday parties, maybe for a sleigh ride. Try to go back and find a wonderful, happy, lovely time when you were a child. Be any age. And I just want you in your mind to become aware of that. Let it get fully in your mind. Bring it forward. Become aware how detailed you can make that memory. Bring that memory alive again. All the details possible. The situation, the scenario, whether you're in a room or whether you're outside. Try to see what was in the room at the time. Or if you're outside, try to see if there were trees out there, was there grass, were there people in the scene. Try to become aware of the scene that's taking place, that your mind is bringing you to a happy memory when you're a child. You can even remember people smiling and laughing, telling jokes, being just fun. Maybe some people were taking photographs. Maybe some people were doing some funny things. Maybe there are people over there giving hugs. Who knows? Someplace there in your mind, go to a happy memory and relive that again. Just see it, be it, and relive it. Go. I want you to feel everything that when you were a child, that happiness that you felt at that time, the love that you felt at that time. There was some very pure love. You had just come into the world from the spirit world, so your mind was still full open to love. That is what I want you to remember. That part of you that was open to love when you were a child. Very pure, very innocent, very curious. Good. If you want to make some notes about that time, that's fine. Remember, very positive, loving time, loving memories. Negative things always tend to come back first to us, but we want you to go to a happy, happy, loving memory time when you're that child. And I want you to feel the innocence of that love, the purity, the innocence of the child, the curiosity, the discovery. That's the idea. and look at yourself at that time. You were very different then. And in your mind, try to figure out, question, what was different about you in those days? What was so different? Before you began really living life, getting older, taking responsibility, doing things you had to do. Go back to that young childhood life. Great. Good. So keep that space, keep that moment, keep that feeling you have, that time, that memory, the sense of yourself as a child. Good. Or just be with that. Good. Now, the next part of this lesson is I would like for you to now walk slowly, mindfully, around the park. And as you walk around the park, I want you to walk around the park as that child, as the mind of a child, the innocence, the purity, the sense of discovery. So pretend you're a six-year-old, a seven-year-old child once again. And you're going to have the mind of the six, seven-year-old child. I want you to look around and slowly walk around that park. You don't have to run like a child, not unless you want to. I would do that. And just, I want you to look at the world around you in that park with the mind of a six-year-old or seven-year-old. So perhaps you'll see the grass in a very different way. Perhaps you'll play with the grass. What can you discover? What can you see through the mind of a six- or seven-year-old child, your old self? You may look at trees very, very differently. What about the leaves? What about the colors? That might be very, very different. The colors may be very, very different. Just look around you and see things very, very differently. The colors of the leaves, perhaps there are flowers. Walk with the intention that you have the mind of a young child, the curiosity, the discovery, the newness of life. Find the excitement in all little things that you see. Perhaps there's some birds or there's a doggy. How would a child look at that? So try to have the mind of the child and look around and see how different the world is around you. Start with this park, of course, and go slowly. And perhaps you can sit another bench, take some more notes, just be aware of how things changed. It's very interesting to open up the innocence and the purity. So as you walk around this park, just become aware that you are this lovely little child, letting go of all that which the adult has. You now are once again a pure, innocent, discovering child, a pure soul of this love and this joy, walking around a new planet, a new place of discovery. This is not what you're used to. You're used to the spirit world. So as a child, you come back and you have to explore. So begin to explore this entire park, all different parts. Go underneath rocks, around the trees, look up at the squirrels. Just be mindful of as you walk around this park. I would say do this for at least a half an hour if you can, and that'd be perfect. And when you are finished, and if you want to take notes along the way, that's fine. But I just want you, again, just to be aware of what it's like to be the child at the age of 6, 7 walking around that park. Now, when you have finished walking around the park and sitting back at the bench, we even could do this back home, it doesn't matter. I like to do it right there at the spot because I'm still in that space. As you do this, take out that journal again. And now I just want you to go through your life from that memory of you as a child. Life happened, things changed, people came into your life. You had to grow up. You had to make decisions and choices. And many of you had to please people, or at least that's what you thought. So, as you go through that experience as a child, also now I just want you to go in your mindset, bring yourself back to the current day on the bench. Who are you today? Are you a mother? Are you a career person? Do you have anyone in your life? Are you by yourself? What's going on in your life? And you can begin to write things down about that. Also, as you write those things down, what attachments are you holding on to? What attachments? What blocks you? What blocks you from remembering who you are? So as you write these things down, who you are currently, the list gets long and long, what you associate yourself with, what you attach to. And when you're finished writing this list, I just want you to go through each item. Through each item, I just want you to look at that. And as a child, how would you handle each item? How would you have done something differently if you weren't afraid, if you had no fear, if you didn't have to please someone, if you didn't have to have approval of someone? What would you have done differently? In other words, today you're very different than you were when you were that child. Why are you so different? Is it other people who've imposed their belief systems upon you and you've accepted it? What part of the illusion are you living? And what part of truth have you forgotten? You are love. You are a soul that's divine light. Love is everything. Many people may not understand you, may not understand themselves, and many people tend to project their own information, their own belief systems onto others in a strange way that validates who they are. So as you go through this list, become aware of what holds you back, what pulls you away from that purity of the young child, that love, the curiosity, the discovery. Perhaps there are people there on that list also that you lived with, that you're living with. Make sure that those people that you're living with or lived with or their experiences all came from a space of love. There should never be a space of fear. The more you're in fear, the more you're not living your truth, the more you are living the illusion. Remember, the only thing that is real is love. And that is who you are. And this is the beginning to remember who you are. You are a loving soul. And you were that way as soon as you walked upon this earth. But life happened, things changed, you gave away your power to some people. And this is all fine. There's no judgment with this exercise. It is just an awareness exercise. It is letting you see yourself for choices that you've made, choices that you felt you had to make. Society gives us these certain experiences we have to go through or we think we have to go through. So again, no judgment here, just observation. Observation. What holds you back from remembering who you are? Why won't you be who you are? You never should be one to fit in. Never. If you try and attempt life to fit into others' belief systems, to fit in what others think is real, and you can get their approval, then you'll never be happy. Because nobody knows you better than you know yourself. You are a unique, loving soul. You are unique. You're not like anybody else. You, just like you have a thumbprint that's unique, just like snowflakes that are unique, you are a unique being. Just remember that. So as you look at that list, and whether you go back home or you're sitting there at the park, either way, it doesn't matter. Maybe for the next couple of days, you can use this mindset, this awareness, to see the choices that you make coming up in the next couple of days and the interactions that you have with other people. And try to remember what it's like to see things, to experience things from the child's point of view, from the openness, from the purity, from the discovery, the curiousness of a child. And begin to see other people's love, other people's light. Once you open up your mind and begin to have an awareness of self, begin to remember who you are, incredible things begin to happen. You open up to this light, this awareness, this aspect of yourself which has always been there, but you've forgotten it. But now you're opening up the door. You're opening up the awareness to your own self, your own light. So you will pretty much see yourself in a different way. If you go now to a mirror, whether in the bathroom or your bedroom, look in front of a mirror, stand in front of a mirror, and begin to look and see yourself from a perspective that you are light. So as you look into the mirror, become aware that you are light. Now, you are a light of color. You give me a mixture of colors of the rainbow, but there'll be one predominant color that stands out in your mind that comes over you. Is it red or orange or white or gold? What is the color? What is your light? Many will find it's a mixture. And try to, as you stand in front of that mirror, try to see how far expanded that light goes, because your light is limitless. Your soul, your light, is more out of the body than in the body. So try to feel, sense how far out your light goes. Again, be the curious child again. Have the mind of a child where you're open to experiencing different things, discovery. In the next couple of days, as you interact with other people, I want you, first of all, again, to be aware that you are like the 7-8-year-old child, curious, mind, open. They don't have to know anything, but just let yourself be open to discovery. You may find when you meet somebody, when you do have interaction with somebody, even someone you've known, of course, now you may see them with a whole different light, with a whole different perspective. See them as a young child. Start seeing their love and their light. And the moment you ask your mind or bring your mind, place your mind to that awareness, to open up to their light, to who they are, you'll begin to see things in a very different level. And you'll begin to also become aware of the different walls that people put up, the different limitations people put up, because they have to live in the illusion. So that's your assignment for the next couple of days, the mind of a child, remembering who you are, your pure love, and your pure light. And remember always to write down all of your experiences in the journal so you have it later. Okay, namaste for now.